What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, we were talking about this article that Bill Kristol wrote in the Weekly Standard a couple of weeks ago, decrying the war-weary American people, calling for a rallying of American support for the war agenda, and talking about an overnight transformation in the process. There's a similar article that appeared in Der Spiegel in Germany, and the headline was, "Is Germany a Country of Russian Apologists?" And it's basically going on about how there doesn't seem to be a lot of support among the German people for sanctions against Russia. We already know that there are 6,000 businesses in Germany doing business with Russia that will basically shut down in the event of sanctions. And they've been going to Merkel and saying this is a bad idea just to make the U.S. happy. So the German people understand the Ukraine crisis is not Russia's fault. It was provoked by the U.S.-backed covert overthrow of Ukraine's elected government. And Der Spiegel is trying to spin this as, oh, they're Russian apologists, and, you know, they're trying to dismiss it. The fact that there is very little support for an escalation of this confrontation with Russia among the German people, just as there's virtually no support for escalating a confrontation with Russia among the American people. But by golly, the money junkies want this, and they will not be denied here. We're already seeing a major drop in Russian trade because of the sanctions. Poland is a net exporter of food, and they export a lot of it to Russia. And that is now, being shut down, or it's about to be shut down, because of these sanctions. Oddly enough, the story that I linked to was trying to say, well, the real reason is the weakness of the ruble. And I'm not going to buy that one either. Russia will just go and get their food someplace else. They're already making this $20 billion oil for goods straight swap with Iran to get away from having to use the U.S. dollar. But I question the idea that the ruble is weak while the dollar is strong, because the ruble is backed up by strong manufacturing and strong agricultural and petroleum exports by Russia. It is the dollar that is weak and is propped up primarily, and this is not me saying this, it's a lot of other people, propped up by threat of U.S. military force. Your values are ink and paper, or bad things will happen to you. So forth and so on. Meanwhile, up in Switzerland, they have decided to snub U.S. efforts to sanction Russian billionaires. Now, Russian officials that are sanctioned by the European Union will be barred from new business interests in Switzerland, but the ones who are already there, Swiss government has said, no, we're not going to freeze their accounts, we're not going to penalize them, it's not our fight, we're neutral. So Obama's whirlwind tour through Europe and the Mideast to try and build support for massive sanctions against Russia appears to have already cratered. Now, the coup d'etat government in Kiev has issued a new report saying that the ousted elected President Yanukovych was responsible for all the protest deaths during the whole Maidan situation. They're raising on a busted flush here, because there was that leaked and confirmed by Estonia phone call between EU Foreign Affairs Chief Catherine Ashton and the Estonian Foreign Affairs Minister, basically saying the snipers were working for the Maidan leaders. Go out, shoot a bunch of people, blame the government for it. Just like last August, Kerry and Obama tried to blame Assad for this chemical weapons attack that clearly came from the hired mercenaries. This is a standard part of the cookbook, how to overthrow a friendly foreign elected government for fun and profit. We're going to take a phone call here. Robert in Missouri, aloha. Oh, I'm sorry, we got two callers waiting. Obi in Colorado, I'm sorry for making you wait. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, I just wanted to make a general comment here. I think we need to focus on the controllers of everything, which are the Rothschilds. I mean, they run the Federal Reserve, they run the IMF, they run the Bank of International Settlements. Mm-hmm. And, you know, looking at history, I mean, when our politicians in this country were honest, going back to Jackson and, you know, everything, we threw out the centralized bank. But in 1913, our politicians sold us out. And
they sold us back into the slavery of the exact same kind of banking system we fought a revolution to be free of. When they talk about the clash of civilizations as a justification for the new militarism, what they're really talking about is a war between different kinds of banking systems. It's a war between the public currency handled as a public utility and the public currency as a privatized for-profit operation to bleed the wealth of the nation and put it in the pockets of the bankers.
Correct. And they've done that to the United States. And the Rothschilds don't want any country to become too strong. I mean, Germany was getting too strong. And even Churchill, who I think was a globalist, said that they had to weaken Germany economically, and that was the main reason for the war.
Well, it wasn't that Germany was too powerful. It's that it was setting a bad example, because Germany got rid of their privately owned central bank that was imposed on them by the Treaty of Versailles following World War I. And they issued a government-issued value-based currency, and their economy lit up. And it was called the German Miracle. And the countries with private central banks issuing the public currencies alone at interest know they can't actually compete with nations that have government-issued debt-free currency. They cannot compete. They're crippled by that private central banking situation, so they have to make war on them before the people in their own country say, hey, look what Germany's doing. It works for them. Why aren't we doing that here?
Correct. And I mean, the Rothschilds are running all of this. They're playing both ends against the middle, and they do this, you know, so that everybody focuses on the United States or everybody focuses on Russia, when they're the puppet masters pulling the strings.
Well, that's what we talk about when we say this. All wars are bankers' wars, and it's all being run by the money junkies. When Andrew Jackson shut down the Second Bank of the United States and survived the resulting assassination attempt on his life, he claimed it was the Rothschilds who had orchestrated that.
Yeah, it just sometimes, I notice you do it, and I do it myself. We talk about the U.S. doing this, the U.S. doing that. They're just doing what the puppet masters tell them to do. And all of our politicians have sold us out and sold us down the river. I think everybody in Washington right now, if you're going to build a FEMA camp, let's just fence off Washington, D.C., put guards around it, patrolling it, and leave those people there in their self-created jail.
I would agree with that. I think all 50 states ought to have referendums of secession, break off and form a new nation, and we'll just put a big, huge wall around Washington, D.C., and they can sit in there and make up all the money and laws and suck up to Israel all they want without harming the rest of the nation in the process.
Well, that I would agree with. That's my idea for...
And Wall Street. We need big walls around Wall Street, and not the ones they've got now to keep people out. We need a new set of walls outside those walls to keep the people in.
Right, and you know, anybody that sees a Rothschild, it's Rothschild season all year long.
Well, you know, I don't like to use the name Rothschild because the problem is far more systemic, and I prefer the phrase money junkies because not all the money junkies are Rothschilds. The money junkies cross all races, religions, and creeds. Their problem is they're addicted to money, other people's money. It is a mental illness, and it has dominated the history of our world for hundreds of years, and we need to basically stand up and say we can't let these mentally ill people have power. You know, just like they're saying mentally ill people should not be allowed guns, mentally ill people should not be allowed money printing presses because they cause far more damage.
I agree with that, but I think the chief money junkies are the Rothschilds. They run everything. And, you know, anytime the Rothschilds ever appear on Wall Street, it's like God has arrived in the building when somebody sees one.
They came up with the scam. They came up with this private central banking scam. So, yeah, it's a hereditary thing. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Obi. Back with another phone call after these words from our sponsors.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take another phone call. Robert in Missouri. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, Mike, I just wanted to, like, throw in my observations about the total, like, almost upside-down North Korean level that the puppets are trying to voice upon us, like, you know, with Obamacare, let's say. Ellen DeGeneres has Barack Obama on her program saying how much everybody loves Obamacare. Everybody should just thank you for this program, Mr. President. It's like this Kim Jong-un level of just, that's where our government, and that's where our...
I just lost all respect for Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it seems like the entire entertainment slash sports complex has all been given an offer by Don Corleone. Like, hey,
well, there's nothing new. There's nothing new with that. I mean, starting again following World War II, the U.S. government was looking at how Nazi Germany had co-opted their media, and the CIA started a project called Operation Mockingbird to make sure that CIA assets eventually were in all of the key management positions of all the corporate media. And they realized they didn't really have to take control of too many executive suites to have complete control of the corporate media. We also know, obviously, that corporations, especially those that advertise with the corporate media, exert a great deal of influence over what's going on. But yeah, the corporate media really has been compromised. A couple of years ago, CNN was admitting they had military intelligence officers in their newsrooms. I think it was last year they were talking about having a brand new Office of Central Coordination, where they were going to have observers in every newsroom that made sure that everybody was reporting on the approved news stories in exactly the same way, so there are no embarrassing gaffes or contradictions. It is totally controlled.
Yeah, you know, my parents, God love them, they're both in their 70s, and born and raised on the boob tube. And, you know, I'm over at their house sometimes when your program and a couple others I listen to are on. And they'll get a, you know, they'll get a little glimpse of listening to, you know, an alternative media host.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this Pavlovian programming built in, I guess, to this years of brainwashing to where they lash out and say what I'm listening to is propaganda while they're sitting there watching, MSNBC, Fox, or CNN, or local news, or something of that nature. And it's just like, wow, everything is upside down because they've got this thing built in, this psychological operation built into their psyche that says, mm-hmm. Robert, what you're listening to is propaganda. Oh my gosh, that's dangerous. They actually think that I'm somehow radical, like I'm somehow, you know, out there, you know, in the stratosphere as far as what I'm listening to, because they have been so conditioned to buy the, you know, the TV's line, which is totally the upside down of the truth. And it's just like, it's very hard. You know, I tell them about the corruption of our media for decades and decades through the intelligence agencies and through the Pentagon and so forth. And they just can, that's, it's so hard to just, you know, and I don't try to do it that much because it gets us into a, you know,
yeah, there's not much point there. There's not much point there at all, especially for the older segment of our population who are dependent on their Social Security checks. They don't want to have anything come in and threaten that, and that's part of it. But the big part of it, of course, is there are a lot of Americans who are enslaved by their belief system. That's why belief is pushed so hard. Don't think, don't analyze, just believe. And that's the reason they grab kids when they're very young and they get them at kindergarten and first and second grade with social studies, or they grab them and put them into Sunday school before they're old enough to realize that the big people are lying to them. And they're indoctrinated with certain beliefs. And as they grow up, their personality builds itself around those core beliefs until they see themselves as what is believed in. Their identity, their self-image is defined by those beliefs. And the giveaway is in the language. You have people who don't go around saying, I support the Republican platform. They say, I am a Republican. I am a Christian. I am whatever. Their identity becomes the thing that's believed in. And anything that challenges that belief, the brain reacts to it as if it's a personal attack. And that's where that anger and rage and acting out comes from. And it takes a tremendous effort of will to break free of those beliefs we're indoctrinated with as a child, that our government is good and all the other governments are bad, that capitalism is wonderful and socialism is evil, we're great, and you know, all these other countries were bad guys. And after you take that step of breaking free, of freeing yourself from those chains of belief, you can go through a period where you're feeling just kind of a little bit lost because you're not even sure who you are anymore, because what you used to think you are is now gone, and you have to sort of almost start rebuilding your identity from scratch.
Yeah, it reminds me of that Nietzsche quote that says some people will are unwilling to embrace the truth because they want to hold on to their illusions so strongly. It's like a security blanket, and
that's exactly
you can even
right,
and it's interesting. The more that you learn every day, the more just out there that when you witness you know, a press conference or, you know, a Fox News Sean Hannity type, Bill O'Reilly, these guys, or somebody on the left like Rachel Maddow, or, you know, Al Sharpton. I mean, it's just, it's like every day the divide gets further and further as those of us that have become aware of the operations being run against us versus where they're trying to take us, the just ludicrousness of their attempts.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, sometimes if you're dealing with somebody who's just firmly entrenched in their beliefs, you know, sometimes, you know, you can resort to a little shock treatment and just ask them, do you really think Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons? And most people at this day and age, they don't really have a response to that. They're trying to say, oh, well, that was just a misunderstanding. So, no, that was an outside outright lie here. All righty, we're going to change phone calls here over to Alex in Texas. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. It's good to talk to you again. I just, you know, just to kind of mention what the last gentleman was talking about, that thing that you say all the time about how your beliefs are what actually gives you the reality that you live and you delve
That's
into
not
every
exactly
day.
What I said. That's not exactly what I said. What I say is beliefs are the chains used to hold free minds slaves and to shackle them to the crafted illusions.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to get at. But the reason I was calling was because I wanted to know if, you know how you always say that Israel holds certain secrets over the U.S. government? And that's why we kind of just kowtow to them. Well, I was reading something about something called the Samson option that Moshe Dayan, a former Israeli general, had mentioned that Israel is not like the 30th largest army in the world. It's actually the second or third, and that they have people in place in different sections of Europe and major capital cities of all the world that, if need be, they can take out Rome if they had to, you know?
Well, I mean, that wasn't Moshe Dayan. That was actually a professor at Israel University. What Moshe Dayan meant by the Samson option was that if Israel was attacked, they would retaliate by using their nuclear arsenal on the Middle East oil fields and make them so radioactive that the whole Middle East would pretty much be useless, and that would, of course, economically wreck the rest of the world. That was a continuation of the so-called mad dog principle, where they said Israel has to act like a mad dog so people will be afraid of us, and it worked because now the world sees Israel as a mad dog. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more phone calls.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hemp USA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Very busy caller day here. John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind? John, are you there? Okay, John appears to have fallen off.
There you are.
Okay, what's on your mind?
Aloha. Right, I'm looking at the situation where the young gentleman there was talking about his parents. Well, I'm probably his parents' age. He was 70, approaching... very rapidly, but it's more an emotional attachment of these baby boomers that are, they're emotionally attached to the system, the government, they think is honest, and I was rudely awakened in about the 15th year of my 16 years of service in the military, where during the 1973 miners' strike and the big three-day week thing that was happening in the UK at the time, the government wanted to send me out onto the streets armed to the teeth, and I refused to go. That woke me up big time, and I've never looked back since. I just do not trust anything on the TV, the newspapers. I need at least three confirmations of anything they say. And if they officially deny something, you can guarantee it's true.
Yes. Absolutely. But you know, the government has all the money and the power, and again, looking at this whole global warming hoax, they had enough money to go out and buy as many scientists as they needed to try and create this convincing illusion 10 years ago that the world was warming and it was all the fault of human activity that had to be taxed. And none of their predictions came out. The IPCC just issued their second big report. And even the Daily Show was making, Colbert Report was making fun of just the hysterical claims coming out about famine, disease, war, destabilization, anarchy. And, you know, they've reached a point of such screeching. People are tuning them out. Again, looking at that MSNBC poll where 85% of the respondents said, no, climate change is not a threat to my direct life.
Well, I don't believe that. I mean, climate changes. It's always changed. It always will change. Whether the humans are responsible or not is an illusion. Of course we're not responsible. It's a self-regulating system that we live in. The whole climate is self-regulating. And the only thing that really makes the big difference is the output from the sun and the orbit of the Earth around the sun.
You're absolutely right, and climate is always changing, but politicians like to say, take something that happens naturally, declare it to be a crisis, and then offer to sell a solution. And it has to be something where nobody can actually point at what the government is doing and say, hey, this is not working, like they did with Obamacare. And they keep putting off the predictions about, oh, well, the Arctic will be ice-free in 50 years, you know, after they're all safely dead. And it's all trying to basically terrorize us into going along with carbon taxes and buying carbon credits and allowing government agencies to come into our home and set our thermostats for us. And it's just complete and utter nonsense. And at this point, the world is really waking up to the fact of just how much governments and corporate media lie. Americans, most Americans now understand we're the most lied to people on the face of the earth. The way that we're just fed a constant stream of hoaxes and frauds and deceptions to trick us out of our money, our obedience, and the lives of our children in these wars of conquest.
Well, looking at the current situation with Ukraine, Crimea, and what have you, I think back just a couple of years to the Serbian situation where Kosovo was broke away from Serbia without a referendum. They had the referendum actually after the breakaway. But, I mean, the whole thing, the whole scenario that...
The U.S. came in on the other side saying, oh, Kosovo has a right to break... Self-determination is a right of all people, which, by the way, is in the U.N. Charter. That all people have a right to self-determination, even in the Declaration of Independence. When a government is not working for the people, they have a right to find new forms of government. That's a founding principle of this nation, and our government is out there waving their weapons around saying, no, no, we must preserve the territorial integrity of these nations that we've just overthrown.
Well, the last point I want to make, Michael, this Supreme Court judgment allowing corporations and individuals to make huge donations without limit to political parties. That is the death of democracy in America. I mean, it was always dying with your Diebold machines and your electoral college, but this is the final blow.
The
straw that broke the camel's back.
The politicians aren't listening to the American people anymore. They're listening to the money junkies here. You know that show Storage Wars? You know, and that guy and his wife who are out there auctioning off the storage lockers, we need to move them to Washington, D.C. and have them stand in front of the Capitol building. Call the show Congress Wars. What am I bid here? Going on. And the money is just rolling on in to buy the Congress. It is, after all, the finest government that money can buy. You know what we need in this country right now? Remember the Cash for Clunkers program for the cars was a failed effort to try and bolster U.S. Domestic auto sales here? We need a Cash for Clunkers for the federal government. We take this old, bloated, inefficient, malfunctioning government that can't do anything right, like Obamacare, send it to the junkyard, crunch it all up in the machine to recycle the recyclable materials, and then every American gets a check for $5,000 to go out and buy a brand new, smaller, more efficient working government. That's what we need in this country.
Okay, Michael, I've made my last point. I'll let you get on with the rest of the callers and the show.
All right, thanks a lot. We're going to switch over to Fred in Georgia. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How are you doing today?
Doing great.
Hey, just a couple of things that is coming up on tax time.
Yes.
First off, I'd like to remind everyone that the Constitution says the United States government can borrow money on the full faith and credit of the United States. And in that, they mean the government itself. So we really need to be vocal about you're not sticking us personally with these debts. And if it takes the government down because they can't pay the debt, well, gosh, too bad.
Well, I'm absolutely in agreement here, and the problem is, under this Federal Reserve system, it is impossible to pay off the national debt, because the debt is always going to exceed the entire available money supply. We could all be standing naked in the roads with all of our possessions stripped away from us, and it's still not enough to pay off the national debt. Our government shouldn't be borrowing money at interest from a privately owned central bank when the Constitution gives the U.S. government the authority to create and issue a debt-free currency, a public currency handled as a public utility. We fought a war to break away from this kind of banking, only to be sold back into it by a corrupt Congress and a corrupt president 100 years ago.
And you're absolutely right. And in addition, that wouldn't be a problem. What's going on is just plain and simple racketeering. They get money.
Yeah, yeah, it's a racket. They've gamed the system, so the American people work and produce wealth, and the wealth is just automatically siphoned off and given to the bankers. That's the whole point of the Federal Reserve System. And I would argue that because the Constitution grants Congress the authority to coin and issue money and does not allow for it to be delegated or transferred, the Federal Reserve is unconstitutional.
You are exactly right, and I agree that we should follow the German miracle principle.
We should do what Iceland did. Yes, we should follow the German miracle. We need to go back to a government-issued currency based on value that does not accrue interest to private bankers. And, of course, the instant we do, all those other nations still enslaved to private central banks will declare war on us. And if you think I'm joking, go read All Wars Are Bankers Wars.
Well, then we may as well do it while we're fairly powerful then. Anyways, the other thing I wanted to bring up was to raise awareness about something I just learned. There's a good book out, it's an e-book, by John Benson, and the website is no1040tax.com. That's N-O-1040tax.com. This is not a book about how to get out of paying taxes. It is a book that fully discloses the deceit, sham, and fraud that's employed against everyday Americans by the income tax. And I think this is the key, eventually, to stopping the Federal Reserve. Because as long as they can go over the heads of state government and come to our doors with liens and guns, they will be fully funded.
Well, they're kind of operating on the level of Sir Guy of Gisborne's thugs roaming the countryside and stealing pigs and chickens at will. And that really is the moral level they are operating on. My biggest problem with the tax forms is, how do you sign any IRS paperwork without it being a confession making you an accessory after the fact to all the war crimes committed by this government? Because when we're talking about CIA torturing people, and apparently the Senate found that was far more widespread than we know, when you're talking about the concentration camps at Guantanamo, drone strikes into countries we're not at war with,
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage, with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan, here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by a
this whole mess, if nothing else here. Now, as you know, NATO is saying confrontation with Russia, and the White House is saying confrontation with Russia, and everybody's pushing for the new Cold War. The coup d'etat government in Kiev just threw a big old monkey wrench into that, because basically they are approaching the government of Russia to normalize bilateral ties. In other words, now that they're the new government of Ukraine, they want to shake hands and be all buddy-buddy with Russia, get the gas at the discounted price. And if they shake hands and say, yeah, we've got normalized relations, there goes the whole idea that Russia is now somehow a threat to the entire Western world, which they never were. I'm still seeing all the American corporate media about how Russia invaded Crimea, and they didn't invade anybody. Crimea broke away from their unelected government in Kiev and then said, hey, we would like to join with Russia. And Russia said, okay. That's what happened. And the only reason Crimea broke away from the coup d'etat government in Kiev was because it was a coup d'etat government and not their elected government. This, the U.S. and the West may have wound up with most of Ukraine, although there are still four cities in the East talking about referendums of secession and joining with Russia. The U.S. and the West may have gotten most of Ukraine, But this is far from a foreign policy success, mostly because the entire world just got a textbook lesson of how the United States overthrows elected governments in other countries to install puppet regimes. And they're looking at what they're seeing going on in Kiev, and they're going back and they're remembering what the U.S. did in 1953 to Iran, or 1973 to Chile. Since the end of World War II, the United States government has attempted to overthrow the governments of 56 countries. They've succeeded 25 times. And it is for this reason that America is hated around the world. Not because of our freedoms, or not because we have Disneyland and Diet Coke. The rest of the world hates the United States of America because it has a bad habit of mucking about with other people's countries. It's a very covert form of warfare. Well, it's not very covert much longer. Everybody knows that's what's going on. Most Americans were unaware through the 50s, 60s, 70s, even into the 80s. I remember I was a big fan of the original TV series Miami Vice. And they did a wonderful episode, Stone's War, where they were talking about covert U.S. overthrow of South American countries. And I remember at the time, the reaction to that episode was a great episode. Bob Balaban was in there. G. Gordon Liddy actually did a cameo in it as well. And everybody's saying, wow, that's a great story and a great episode. But the U.S. doesn't do that kind of thing. Yeah, they do. It's pretty much ongoing. From the end of World War II to the present, 56 attempts to overthrow countries. That's almost one a year. Yeah, that's not an occasional thing the U.S. does. It's an ongoing policy here. Now, earlier in the week, NASA announced they were suspending all cooperation with Russia in space endeavors. Apparently, Russia called back and said, you do know you still have some Americans on the International Space Station, right? And unless you want to just have us give them a parachute and tell them to jump, you still need us. And so NASA hemmed and hawed and backed off and said, well, yeah, we're still going to cooperate with Russia in order to get people up and down to the International Space Station here, but we're breaking off all cooperation with Russia in our important work of creating hockey stick graphs for Al Gore and the rest of those people. Article over at RIMF.com about NATO's 15-year murder spree, because NATO has not just been sitting idly waiting for the new confrontation with Russia. 15 years ago, NATO was bombing Yugoslavia, then went into Kosovo. NATO, like the U.S. forces, is there to enforce the will of the bankers. U.S. military does it for the Federal Reserve. NATO does it primarily for all those nations in Europe with private central banks, the ECB. And that's really what it's all about. The status quo of private central banking is being maintained right now purely through military power. The world understands this is not an advantageous system. It doesn't work for the people in the nation. It only works for the bankers. But the bankers, basically anytime somebody wants to break away from private central banking, they send out the military. And it's not new. Remember when Abraham Lincoln, rather than plunge the Union into debt to the bankers to fund the Civil War, he availed himself of his authority as President of the United States of America to create and issue a government currency that was debt-free. And as soon as he did, all the European banking clans went wild. They wrote editorials in the newspaper saying, this pernicious practice has to be brought to an end or it'll destroy all the monarchies of Europe, who are very much tied in with the money junkies. And Europe supported the Confederacy in the hope that Lincoln would be destroyed along with his greenbacks. And if it wasn't for Russia, which had just gotten rid of their money junkies and adopted a U.S. similar economic system, France and Britain would have invaded the United States in support of the Confederacy. A little bit of history, I'll bet you they didn't teach you in your public schools. Dick Cheney is still making the rounds of all the Republican meetings, fundraisers, conventions, still out there talking about bombing Iran, and the Republican donors like Sheldon Adelson are cheering, yes, we've got to bomb Iran. We've got to do that. article over at MondoWeiss.net basically saying that this whole Iranian crisis was manufactured out of thin air by Israel. And they're absolutely right. Iran has not launched a war of aggression against another country in over 200 years. Certainly have not done so since the Iranian Revolution of 1979, where they kicked out their U.S. puppet government and decided they would determine their own future, much to the annoyance of U.S. foreign policy. But Israel rules their country through constant fear of outside attack, just like the United States ruled the American people through fear of the commies through the 50s and 60s. Don't point out our mistakes. Don't complain about too high taxes. We've got to protect you from the commies. And the commies were doing exactly the same scam on their own people. We've got to take taxes away from you because we've got to protect you from the American imperialists. It's the same scam in every country. Declare another nation to be a threat and an enemy and loot the people thereby. And basically, according to Samak Mara Sedk, who was interviewed in the Fars News Agency, if Israel could not point to another nation as an enemy, they would collapse within a month because the Israeli people are very unhappy with their government. And Israel needs an enemy to wag at them all the time. Oh, it's the Iranians, or it's the Iraqis, or it's the Syria, or the Lebanon. They've got to constantly have an enemy to wave at their people to stay in control. And that's why Israel's always out there. Israel has nuclear weapons. That's been confirmed through multiple sources. Israel tried to sell a clandestine nuclear weapon to South Africa, but Israel will not sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty, will not allow IAE inspections. They're breaking all the rules. They're engaging in nuclear proliferation, and yet Israel has the chutzpah to stand up and point a finger at Iran saying they're the bad guys, because Iran is playing by the rules. They've signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty and ratified it. They allow all IAEA inspections. And there has to date been zero evidence supporting Israel's constant claim that Iran is just months away from a nuclear weapon, which, by the way, Israel's been making since 1983. Israel's been screaming, Iran is months away from a nuclear weapon. It's been quite a few months since 1983. It hasn't happened yet. All right, we got to take a break for our top of the hour blurb here. When we come back, the Quinnell is back.